You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell. Lisa Cannon was only in her 20s when she first learned she had breast cancer. At the time, she had everything going for her. She was a wife and mom and was finding success as a photographer and graphic designer. Luckily, it had appeared she was able to beat it. But unfortunately, the 30-year-old Athens resident learned that all was not well. Cancer has now spread throughout her body. Throughout it all, she has kept a positive outlook and presence on social media, including a series of YouTube videos where she dances her way through chemo. Lisa joined me with her young daughter, Tori, to tell us more.
Before cancer, I had just taken my personal business full-time. I had a very energetic 3-year-old, had just gotten married. I was a runner. I had just gotten into running 5K races and things like that. So I was getting to, I would say, my peak, you know, of knowing who I was, living life the way I wanted to, living it comfortably.
How did you first learn that you did have cancer?
I noticed a lump on my left breast, and it was about the size of an eraser head, so it wasn't large at all. I went into my doctor to get it checked out, my gynecologist. I had my annual appointment anyway, so I just kind of brought it up and was like, hey. And she said, okay, well, did you feel this one? And there was a second one there that was much larger and deeper that I couldn't feel just on my own. And after that, we went into a sonogram where they found two additional tumors. So the one that I found was kind of the tip of the iceberg. But they did a sonogram. They did a biopsy where you feel like a pincushion, basically, once they're done. And I remember specifically the phone call. I'll never forget it because she was napping. And I was thankful for that because when you hear that, it just crushes you. I just fell to the floor. And the woman on the other line, her name is Mindy Pierce. I know her personally now. She's unfortunately given that call to many people in town. However, she was wonderful because she's a survivor as well. So she knew exactly what I was going through. And she said, okay, I know it's a lot to take in right now, but I just need you to write this down, and had me write down my next appointment with my doctor and my surgeon, and things proceeded from there.
You did go in remission.
Yeah. Well, the first time I had a bilateral radical mastectomy, so I took that care of that right away. Basically, as soon as I had the surgery, I was cancer-free. What they do is they have you take chemo and radiation to make sure there are no leftover cells that are going to be active. And so I did all that in remission for 2 years and then just kind of started feeling off. I had a clean scan March of 2014, and so the last thing on our mind was cancer again. I ended up going to the emergency room one day with severe pains that went down my back and down my leg. That was when they found the metastatic cancer in my liver and my spine.
And so what was your reaction to that? Obviously, like you said, you had kind of thought, hopefully it's going to be gone forever.
Yeah.
And then to find it so suddenly after having a clean bill of health, I'm sure that was incredibly shocking.
Oh, it was. And I felt like I was living every survivor's nightmare. Every survivor worries about it coming back. And when it comes back stage 4 automatically. So when the doctor came in and said, how long have you been in remission? He said, well, we found metastatic cancer in your spine and your liver. And he was very matter of fact, you know, as an ER doctor is just very matter of fact. And I remember just losing it. So it kind of clicked for me in that process. And I just kind of realized, you know, I'm not done until I say I'm done.
Part of the way you've been coping with this is dancing through chemo.
Yeah, dancing with chemo kind of came about because first time I went through chemo, I had a really harsh time with it, where I knew it would knock me down for a good week after I had it. And so going into chemo, I would get anxious. I would get so much anxiety that I would make myself physically sick. And it was just weighing on me. So when I started chemo again, I started getting the same kind of feelings. I know I'm going to be sick this next week. I know the feelings it's going to give me. And so one of the ways that we've always solved anxiety is to have little mini dance parties. We'll turn on some crazy, wacky song, and we'll dance around our living room or our dining room. And so that's exactly what I did. I got up. I was like, I had just had my port surgery, so I was still on partial anesthesia. And I just told my husband, I said, I need to just turn on some music and dance a little bit and just get some of this anxiety out. And he goes, okay. Well, he videotaped it. Turns out it's become one of the most fun things we do when we go up there, and it's actually made chemo fun. We pick out random songs from Taylor Swift to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch to Bruno Mars. We've done a little bit of everything, and we just have fun with it. We make a video, and we post it normally that week after when I'm just kind of laying there. It's turned into quite a big thing. Saturday night, are we in the spot? Don't believe me, just
watch. I'm speaking with Elisa Cannon. She's a 30-year-old living with stage 4 cancer. We're talking about her series of videos where she dances her way through chemo.
I've always welcomed other patients to join me and say, hey, we're going to dance and do some crazy stuff, so come on by. And I've had a couple join me. There's one nurse, which is our girl, Nurse Nicole. She comes and dances with us, and she requests us now. So we try and coordinate around her schedule and my schedule to make sure that she's our nurse. The second chemo dance I did, she walked in while I was doing it, and I kept going and started just explaining to her, hey, this is how I get my nerves out before. And she's like, oh, okay. And just started bouncing along with us. It was like, well, I'm cool. I'm just going to hook up your chemo now. One of them I did, I went around the treatment center as I did everything. Like, I got my port accessed and did a little dance with my port nurse. It's so funny because now I walk through the center when I get there and they're like, here comes the dancer.
So, Tori, what's it been like being there with your mom through all these dances?
Well, it's been really awesome.
What was your favorite dance?
My favorite one was Cotton Candy Sweet and Low. Let me see your Tootsie Roll.
I teach her old school stuff in the process.
So, Tori, you've been with your mom through all of this.
Yes, and whenever she gets any shots, I always hold her hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess for you, Lisa, it's probably a big sport to be with family. What kind of perspective do you think this is giving Tori?
I've seen a compassion in her that you don't normally see in a 7-year-old. You know, she sees someone with a bald head and she goes up and gives them a hug. And I've heard many stories of her cheering up other people's days. And that's what we want to instill in our children, is compassion and love for other people. You know, you worry about them going through everything and being scared of doctors, being scared of medicine. But I think it's given her a greater understanding for it. And she's just so resilient. And it's nice to have an understanding child through this, because there are days where all I can do is lay on the couch. And she understands that now. And she just kind of says, okay, I'm going to put on a movie. I'm going to make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, I'm lucky that she's very self-sufficient that way.
And you met your now husband. He's obviously been with you filming some of the dances.
Yes.
But your wedding story is quite unique. Do you want to explain just kind of like how you met him and how you guys decided to get married in the way you did?
My husband and I met March of 2014. Yes, that is about a little over a year ago. We met in March. We knew from the get-go that we were meant to be together, and it was just easy. We had decided that we were going to move in together, and the night that I went to the ER, he was working in Bloomington. I told him not to come. I knew it would be just one of those nights where they give me meds and they send me home to follow up with my doctor. That's just kind of how my ER business went. And he made the decision to come and meet me. And he showed up, and it was a surprise to me. Luckily, he was there because that was the big monumental evening. And so we didn't get home until probably about 2:00 in the morning. And in our living room, after everything, he gets on one knee, no ring, grabs my hand, goes, I told you I would marry you if anything ever happened to you. And I'm totally serious right now. Will you marry me? And I said yes. And we danced a little in my living room, and then we went to sleep because we were exhausted. And we woke up the next day, and at that point, we didn't know the extent of the cancer. All we knew was that it was back. And we joked in the very beginning that we talked about everything that we shouldn't in the first, like, week. We talked about politics. We talked about family. We talked about kids. We talked about what our wedding would look like and everything. And so one of the things that we had talked about and kind of planned since the very beginning was our wedding. And we said that we were going to get married on April 1st of 2016 because it was a Friday and it was about 2 years after we met. So it would have been, you know, a safe amount of time. And we were going to have a surprise wedding for our guests somehow. We were going to invite them to a party, and then it was going to end up being our wedding. And so the next day when we woke up, he said, you know, well, let's just go to the court. Let's get it taken care of so I can get you on my insurance. I can get FMLA time, and I can be there for you. And I said, well, I feel like we deserve something a little bit more than just going to the justice of the peace. And I said, you know, we've known for a while that we were supposed to be together. We were just kind of taking our time. And he said, okay, well, what do you have in mind? And I said, well, my 30th birthday party is in a month. We can just kind of do it there. My friends will be around. We can do it. And he's like, okay. So then we started scheming and planning, and he put up this Facebook page that was called Lisa's Proposal. And so everybody thought that he was going to propose to me at my 30th birthday party. And he had my friends and family send in videos that I compiled into a video that he played a little bit into the party. And it was all my friends saying, happy birthday, I love you, and everything like that. And then at the end, he told them to say something along the lines of, he should really marry you, you should marry that man, etc. Then at the end, he comes on, kind of talks about the story, our story, and the night at the ER. And he says, you know, when we got home, it was the worst night of my life, but then it also became the best night of my life. And when we got home, I got down on one knee and I asked you to be my wife. And he said, so I'm sorry, folks, I know you're here expecting a proposal, but in fact, you're here to witness our wedding. And the video said, please stand for the bride. And all this time, this is about a 10-minute video, I'm in the service elevator changing into my wedding dress out of my party dress. Once the video ended, it played our song, which is Goo Goo Dolls' Come to Me. And at the end of that song, it says, today's the day I make you mine, so get me to the church on time. And that was what I walked down the aisle to. It was a room full of tears and smiles and laughter. And my Chicago friends that came into town that surprised me got a surprise right back. So it was perfect. It was our perfect wedding.
You've mentioned to me before, you know, it's stage 4 cancer, not curable, but treatable. Where do things stand now?
I'm still in active treatment. I will be getting a scan in the middle of August to kind of see how things are going. At first, I wasn't getting very good news, but this last time we got good news that my circulating tumor cells went down to 0. However, my liver markers were a little bit raised, which in the scan that they showed, it had grown a little bit in my liver, but the bones were healing. So we kind of expect that. We will take another scan in August, take a look at it and see what it's doing. And if it's not doing what we want it to do, we will switch up to a different medicine. So we'll just see. I just keep going until they tell me stop.
That was Lisa Cannon. She has stage 4 cancer at the young age of 30. Lisa has a strong online presence where she urges other cancer patients around the country to remain positive. She has a blog and a YouTube channel where she relieves her anxiety in the hospital through dance. For links, check out our website, wuis.org. I'm Rachel Otwell. Gravity, it holds you down away from me. You and me, we both got sins.